The Haynes Borough agrees to a $55,000 settlement with former manager Bill Seward. And the Haynes School Superintendent will deliver a State of the District address. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The Haynes Borough has reached a settlement with a former manager who accused the assembly of defamation, racial discrimination, and violation of constitutional rights. The borough will pay Bill Seward $55,000 to drop any legal action against the municipality. The borough denies any wrongdoing. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The assembly fired Seward for cause in a 4-2 vote during his 6-month performance evaluation in December. Instead of going into executive session, the tense 3-hour meeting happened almost entirely in public at Seward's request. Seward pointed to comments assembly members made during that meeting as defamatory. His lawyer, Isaac Zaria, says the termination may have also been racially motivated and that Seward's constitutional rights may have been violated. The borough denies that any of those claims are valid. Zaria says the racial discrimination claim comes from statements Assemblyman Tom Morfitt made. He said Seward's shortcomings in diligence and judgment were inherent traits. Seward is of Tlingit descent.
Any statement that a person has problems that are, you know, innate to them as a person, that seems to hearken to, you know, Jim Crow, it seemed very unusual to make that type of a statement.
Zaria says he believes Morfitt's comments had a racial motivation, but he says Seward didn't necessarily think so. Seward did not return a phone call for this story, neither did Morfitt. Zaria says Seward was also held to an arbitrary standard. He says the reasons assembly members gave for termination were subjective and that it seemed to come down to politics. Seward was hired under one assembly and fired under another. The settlement comes a couple months after Seward demanded severance pay and threatened a wrongful termination lawsuit. The assembly met 2 times in executive session to discuss the matter with the borough attorney. Seward's contract specified his severance pay would be 4 months of prorated salary and benefits if he were fired without cause. Zaria says one reason they settled was because there would be logistical problems proving ill intent by multiple members of the assembly.
When something is settled, and the goal always of a settlement is for both sides to be a little disappointed, and so, you know, I don't believe my client thinks that this was all he was entitled to, but it was prudent for him to accept this offer, allow himself to move on with his life.
A statement from Haynes Borough attorney Brooks Chandler says regardless of the validity of Seward's claims, there are significant costs and risks to going to trial. Chandler said he evaluated those risks and talked with the assembly, who authorized him to negotiate a settlement. Chandler says, given that Seward's claims against the borough were partly based on assembly comments, the borough does not intend to speak further on the settlement. The Haynes manager job was Seward's first experience working in municipal government. He had a more than 20-year career in the Coast Guard. Haynes is now in the middle of hiring a new manager. There are 2 finalists for the position, both of whom are local. The assembly is scheduled to decide on the next manager at the end of this month. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
How should Haynes deal with the recent loss of a state trooper? The community will have a few chances to weigh in on that question this month. In March, the head of Alaska State Troopers made the decision to relocate the area's only blue shirt trooper. That officer patrolled and responded to calls outside of the town site, including neighborhoods out Lutak Road, Mud Bay Road, and the Haines Highway. It's up to the borough to decide how to deal with the vacancy. There is still a wildlife or brown shirt trooper in Haines, but his main responsibility is to deal with hunting and fishing violations. Since Trooper Andrew Neeson left in December, the Borough Police Department has been assisting in responding to emergency calls outside of the town site. Now, residents will have a chance to weigh in. A town hall meeting on the subject is scheduled for Wednesday, April 12th at 6:30 p.m. at the Mosquito Lake School Community Center. A second gathering is planned for April 19th at 5:30 p.m. at the Public Library. The Haines School District is facing a significant budget deficit in the coming year and could use up its entire savings soon. Superintendent Tony Habra is planning a series of community meetings to talk about where the school is now and where it's headed.
They need to know what's going on. If they want to know, I want to make sure that they have the opportunity to hear about it.
That's Superintendent Habra. He shared his planned State of the District address with the school board at their latest meeting. Habra is finishing up his first year as superintendent of the Haines School District.
I'm still new to the community. I'm still learning the community, and I'm still seeking input from all kinds of different places. But this is a chance, if you have questions, to be able to ask them, but also, and just as importantly, to sit down and hear where we're headed and what we've done this year.
His address will highlight a three-year plan that he established when he took on the job. That involves exploration, consolidation, and innovation.
Ultimately, it's plan, do, check, act model. You plan out what you're going to do, which is what I've spent this year. You try to implement it after you've had some discussion around it. You act and put it into place, see what works, what doesn't work. You check on that, and then you do the whole thing over again.
Habra also plans to talk about how he's met priorities identified by the school board when he was hired. He'll also talk about meeting goals set out in the strategic plan. One of the priorities set by the board involves the use of technology as a classroom tool. Habra says he's found the district is doing that well. He's not planning any major technology expansions, but wants to keep technology use at the level it is now. That means maintaining a fleet of computers and iPads for students as the tools wear and age over time. At a meeting this week, the school board approved an expense of up to $55,000 for new tech equipment in the coming year.
This is one of those things that needs to happen every year. It needs to be built into the budget. So it's a matter of, like every situation, it's a question between what's best for kids and what's fiscally responsible. And in this case, we need these because it's what's best for kids.
A few board members questioned whether the school has the money to make a significant purchase like this. The district is facing a $250,000 deficit in the coming year and is downsizing by three staff members to save money. Board member Lisa Schwartz raised concerns about the long-term financial situation.
So when we're looking at the bigger picture of the budget, it was cut $350,000, and we have had these positions that weren't refilled, and so when we're fast-forwarding to another year at this time, that's when things are going to look a lot more serious with the budget.
Habra said right now there is enough money in the general fund to cover the cost. If that changes as the administration continues to refine the budget, they could instead turn to the 880 fund, a capital improvements account. Habra says student computers usually last 4 to 5 years and are only replaced when it's absolutely necessary.
The technology kind of follows the student, so the same student might have the same piece of equipment for several years, and then eventually it wears out, and you have to rotate in new pieces of equipment to maintain that they don't get too old, that they aren't breaking.
Habra's three State of the District addresses are scheduled for the end of April. He'll give presentations at the Public Library April 25th and 27th. Habra will also speak at the Chamber of Commerce lunch on April 28th. For For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also have news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.